Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman Joe. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Mad Dog, Small Business Advocate Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Art Diamond, a very smart expert in many things, but especially economics. He's a professor of that at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, author of Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. Art, I need your website. How do we find your book?
It's artdiamond.com, all lower right. letters.
All right.
And that'll also take you to my blog, artdiamondblog.com.
And you got a vlog, too, right? You got a video you produce.
And I didn't produce it. I wrote an article, and then the group that put the article up on their website, they created a video that they surprised me with. I didn't know
wow.
they were going to do it. I just got sent a link, and there it was.
Well, congratulations
Which is
on
fine.
That.
You know, I like the initiative of that. I like the nimble initiative.
And this is about your article, Why When I Knew More Than Hayek.
Exactly.
Okay, so folks, look for that. When I Knew More Than Hayek by Arthur M. Diamond Jr. You'll like it. We're talking about Nobel laureate Friedrich Hayek's thoughts on I guess you could call him a laissez-faire economist. He believed in smaller government, more decentralized decisions, less central planning. As we move forward in 2021, as it seems to be, where we seem to be about to be in control, our government, our federal government, in control by the Democrats, and it must be pointed out that a lot of the Democrat Party is not liberal. They're more left than liberal, and that's a little troubling. What do you think Hayek would say about these times going forward?
Well, I think and I hope what he would try to do is to be is to dialogue with everyone, even the people who we think are going to disagree with us on these issues that he found so important about less government, allowing more entrepreneurship. And I think there's some reason why that would be a hopeful approach if that was what we did, because if you look historically when we had deregulation, one of the great triumphs of deregulation was in the airline industry.
Right.
And the airline industry deregulation was actually the economist behind that. It was somebody who had been a student of Schumpeter's, but was somebody who viewed himself as a Democrat and who was close to many people in the Senate. And one of the senators who was supportive of it was Ted Kennedy, who was mm-hmm. not known at the time as one of the more moderate Democrats. He was viewed as what would be called progressive. So I think there are people, even the Obama administration, in one of their last economic reports, advocated some deregulation in the labor market, said we have over-licensing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you can focus on specific issues and if you can get people to think outside the box they usually think in, there's people who would be open to reasoning and to evidence about what the damaging and restrictive effects are of the regulation. So that's the way I'm going to go at it, and I'm thinking that that's what Hayek would have done. But I know I don't have a right to speak for him. But
he's been out there enough that I'm sure he's wherever he is, he's happy that people are still talking about his ideas, and deservedly so. But I guess my thought is, it seems today that politics is not about compromise. It's not about leadership. It's not about accomplishment. It's not about service. What would he? I think it's more about control, and I think we're going to get a full dose of that going forward in the next at least 2 years. Art, what would Hayek say? I mean, based on what you've taught us about what Hayek's ideas are on planning, central and decentralized planning, I think he would not like the idea of politicians who are more motivated by control than by accomplishment. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. He wanted to have as small a government as you could have, because he, first of all, he believed in freedom, but also he believed it would result in an economy where more of us would flourish and where more of us would have opportunity.
Right.
And so I think that the key is that people, when they're afraid, tend to look for powerful governments.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, what we most need to do is to reduce the fear by reducing the threat of the virus. And that's why I think the main focus that I would have is, let's make sure we get as many people vaccinated who want to be vaccinated. I don't want to force
right.
anybody. But let's as many of those who want to be vaccinated as quickly as possible. And then I think people will relax a little bit, and they'll be less open to the call for more government and more centralization.
Do you agree with more decentralized decisions on treating this?
I do, and I think there's always going to be some mistakes made, no matter what system you have, whether it's centralized or decentralized. But if it's decentralized, at least the people who are doing it right, you can see what's right, and the others can imitate it.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it centralized and the centralized authority is doing it wrong,
right.
There's not much recourse.
There's no there's no control group if it's all one decision, is there?
Right.
And, of course, you know, Cyril Wickey wrote a book called The Madness, the Wisdom of Crowds. He certainly was channeling, I think, Hayek when he did that. Art, I need your website one more time, please.
ArtDiamond.com.
Hey, Art, thank you for being here. I appreciate you very much. Will you come back soon?
I will. I encourage you.
Keep up the good work. Art Diamond, Dr. Art Diamond, ladies and gentlemen, author of Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. Find him. Find his books wherever books are sold, and find him at his own website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.